USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington and Wall Street were optimistic this week that Congress can pass a bill to fund the government and avert a partial shutdown before a Friday night deadline. It's being reported Democrats and Republicans appear to be working around a bill to fund the government through late January or early February. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer attacked Republicans for the impasse.
Our Republican colleagues, meanwhile, can either work with us to move the process quickly through the chamber, or they can engage in obstructive tactics that will make a government shutdown almost a certainty.
Senator John Kennedy says there's no appetite on the GOP side to have a government shutdown.
No, I don't. There's no appetite, nor should there be on either side of the aisle.
Ethan Crumbly, a 15-year-old sophomore, was charged as an adult for a terrorist attack that he allegedly shot and killed four students at Oxford High School in Michigan on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.